Oh my goodness, it's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our mind. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free pork chop participation prize every week.
Warning! Side effects of the show may increase your knowledge, may improve your jocularity, and it's a great way to take 15 minutes out of your day.
Hey there, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. February is just rocking and rolling right on through. There I go with that, rocking and rolling again.
Well, that's all right.
The month is just flying by.
Yeah, it is. And that's okay, because April showers bring May flowers. And that's what I'm looking for, is those May flowers.
Isn't that a boat?
Yeah, that was. That's not the one I'm looking for, though.
Mayflowers, oh man. I've got to get my peacock flower pods planted so they can bring forth some mayflowers soon.
Yes.
I may have to get more pots to put them in. Right now my yard is still very weedy, but I'm working on that.
I know somebody that's going to help with that.
I am excited to have that day happen. That will be a day of absolutely increased jocularity and increased knowledge.
We'll make that happen soon.
Well, today is a great day. I think I'm going to spend as much time as I can outside, but I've got some more work to do in the house. In my office, which is in my house because of COVID. We will be working on some things for Be Unique. And then when I get a chance, I'm going outside to spend as much time as I can, because you never know what tomorrow will bring.
Well, that's true. Might not be able to go outside.
There's an expression down here in Florida. If people complain about the weather, they say, you don't like the weather? Wait a minute, because the weather changes very rapidly here.
Yes.
It could be cold in the morning and warm in the evening and vice versa.
Well, and it can be cold in one place and warm in another place too, even.
Well, Florida is such a uniquely shaped country. Oh man, it is not a country. It is a
sub-country.
Sub-country. It's my country. Florida is a uniquely shaped state. It looks like a gun almost, depending on how you look at it.
Right.
Or an upside down L shape, I guess, is a better way of looking at it. Or half of a T. But the panhandle, because it's on the Gulf, it's almost the parallel and longitude, latitude.
Perpendicular?
No, the latitude and longitude. What is that thing called? It's equal to Jacksonville.
Latitude.
Okay, so it's on the same latitude. Boy, oh boy, we're not increasing anybody's knowledge yet, are we?
I-10, it's down I-10.
Okay, I know that Panama, not Panama.
Panama City.
Pensacola. I'm thinking Pensacola and Jacksonville. Panama City. One of the reasons I'm thinking of those two particular cities is my son has lived in both of them because of his association with the Navy.
I see.
So they're both on the same equatorial latitude, longitude. You know, they're on the same physical plane. Right. But because Panama City and Pensacola are on the Gulf of Mexico, their weather is more temperate than Jacksonville.
Jacksonville
can get very cold in the winter.
Oh, it gets very cold.
I don't think he may have complained once or twice about Pensacola's winters. Well, then you come down farther south and it's really nice most of the time.
Well, yeah, you get down even another hour south of where we are. It's actually tropical.
Miami.
Well, and speaking of Florida and Pensacola, I thought I'd tell you Pensacola was the capital of West Florida when the Spanish owned Florida back in the 1600s.
Wow.
And the 1600s was actually the earliest known use of the written use of the octothorpe.
How you did that.
Now, it wasn't Spanish. It was in Italian. LB, that we use a short for pound, actually stands for Libra Pondo, which is Italian for weight in pounds.
Interesting. I did not know that. I always wondered, why we use the letters L and B for a word that has neither L or B in it.
Exactly. It's Italian. Librabando.
Well, I'm happy you talked about the Octothorpe because that's our topic of the day.
Well, it occurred to me that I just couldn't get it out of my mind when you started talking about Pensacola, because that got me thinking about the Spanish, you know, in West Florida, and its funny shape because it used to be two colonial countries with two capitals, right. And they put it together to make it one. And then Pensacola kept me thinking about the 1600s when the Spanish were here, and that's when the Octothorpe was first seen.
How your brain just pulls these things together?
It's like a steel trap, ma'am.
It is. And I decided not to do a word of the day because the topic of the day is so amazing.
It's a word.
Yeah. The Octothorpe is our topic of the day, and it's our word of the day. I've never heard of Octothorpe until I heard of it. Yeah, exactly. How does that work? But no, I had never heard of the word until all of a sudden it's everywhere now. I can't help but see it. But it's also, you mentioned LB, which we think of as the abbreviation for pound.
Pounds, uh-huh.
Which is weight. Well, it's interesting that the Octothorpe is the term for the pound sign on our keyboards and our telephone. Some people call it a hashtag. Or a number sign. You know, if you want to put down, I can't think of the word I'm thinking of. You want to put down an octothorpe. It's it's the two horizontal and two vertical lines that cross kind of like a tic-tac-toe board.
Oh, yeah. Octothorpe, huh? Very nice.
Now, this is what you will find on the number 3 on your keypad. And then you have to hit shift to make the octothorpe. So if you hit shift and number 3, you've created an octothorpe.
Huh.
I did not know that hashtags are widely used on microblading tools.
Really?
Yes. Now, that leads me to my computer where I have to look up what the heck is a microblade. Because I don't know. I've heard of it before. Oh, interesting. It's like they use the microblade to shape your eyebrow.
Oh, my.
It was fun. And if you've ever had one of the little men's groomers for shaving a mustache or whatever, yeah. they have that little, the hashtag. Not sure why. I guess it makes the trimming more natural looking.
Interesting.
The hashtags, or the octothorpe, are very broadly used on social media as a user-generated tagging that enables cross-referencing of content and sharing a subject line. And you hear people all the time say, tag me. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're tagging someone, you have to use the, what is it called? Now I'm losing my mind
here. The at sign?
The at sign, but there's a word for that. And I have to find out because inquiring minds want to know. Maybe I can find out. Well, it's the most rare name.
Well, you know, hashtag, I guess, is from Twitter is where that became popular as a term for it. That until then, it was known as the octothorpe.
It started out on Twitter and other people picked it up.
But you know where it first showed up outside of being written as a pound sign?
What? The hashtag was?
Yeah. After it was a pound sign, it became something else. And then it became Twitter hashtag.
Interesting.
You remember that? When I first saw it, it was hanging on the wall and it was avocado green and we had a 10-foot cord on it. But it was the telephone, the push-button telephone.
That's right. Mine was not avocado green. Mine was lime green. Bright.
Oh, okay.
Bright, bright, bright. I wanted to see it in the dark. I couldn't because it didn't glow.
Well, I guess the Bell Labs engineers actually named it Octothorpe. The Bell Labs engineers, yeah, they didn't really have a name for it, I guess. And so they just made a decision to formally name it. And so they, after talking about it, they came up with octo because there's 8 lines on it.
Yeah.
And then Thorpe because it was a tribute to Olympic athlete Jim Thorpe.
According to legend,
apparently that was their discussion and 8 lines and called him Thorpe. So
that really cool.
And now it's Twittered off as a hashtag now.
I saw a television show one time. Somebody was trying to show how untech savvy they were.
Uh-huh.
He said, just put one of those hash browns on next to my name.
That's good, hash brown up there. Well, you know, I just thought about that, why that would be a hashtag. But sure, if you're a cook and you're hashing some food up, you're going to hit it sideways and parallel, and then you're going to go perpendicular and do it again.
And you know, they make things that dice your food that way, and it looks like a hashtag, a little sharp. sharp blades that are done that way.
Man,
I'm having trouble finding out what that there is a word, because I know, you know what the sign looks like when you're saying Jean and Mary.
Mm-hmm. Ampersand. Uh-huh.
That's an ampersand. Uh-huh. This octothorpe is the square or the shape of, you know, horizontal and vertical lines crossing. There is a name for the sign that is an A with a circle around it. But I don't know what it's called. It's driving me crazy.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think if I've ever heard of it before.
Well, that may have to be something we save for another day.
Well, you know, we could do that. Let's do a whole show about it.
Oh, wait a minute. I may have found it. Let's see what this is. No, just circled numbers. Blimey. Well, you know, it's all right. There are worse things in my life than not knowing what that sign is called. But I just thought of another way to look it up, because I do like to research.
Arbesque?
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 What is that? That's what the A sign is?
Well, what, at Mark, what at I'm Mark. Finding, what I'm finding is that everybody wants to know what it has, it's called, and nobody knows. When I search, that's funny.
There's got to be a name for it. There's a name for everything. Oh, man. Oh, man. I wish somebody would contact us through email at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com and tell us what that at actually means.
Anybody that can tell us the right answer to that can get 4 entries into our Pork Chop Participation Prize giveaway.
I found something.
Alpha sand?
The at sign is normally read aloud as at. It is also commonly called the at symbol, commercial at or address sign. That's ridiculous. And then here's another page I just found. Does the at sign have a name? If not, any suggestions? Yeah, this is fun. And we've got about a minute and a half left on the show, but I've got to go into this one. Mm. In Israel, the at symbol is often referred to as strudel. Huh. Computer books refer it to it as the at sign. Anyone who ever cut or made a strudel would agree the at strudel is at least as appropriate as a name as the at sign. In Dutch, it is called apostart, which means monkey's tail.
Monkey tail, yeah.
Yeah. In English, the symbol is boringly known as commercial at, but other languages offer more imaginative names. In Swedish, it is called snabel-a, which means with an elephant's trunk, or kanelbulle, the Swedish equivalent of the Chelsea bun. Huh. In Germany, it is called klamarafe, a clinging monkey. In Greek, it's called a little duck, and in Russia, a dog. Since animals seem to predominate, perhaps in British, they could call it the mad cow rampant. Now, some people call it an at mark with no punctuation, no space, so it's just ATMARK. But the official name is the at sign.
I was just looking in Taiwan, they call it little mouse.
Little mouse.
It looks like it's Cao Le Shu.
Wow.
Well, I don't know, but I think that the way we use it as a sign, I mean, it's a computer sign, but it's almost like we're replacing a whole word with just a symbol. And it kind of goes back to what I had to chuckle about not long ago, is when I was a kid, we learned about this ancient language the Egyptians used, and it was all just symbols.
Yeah, hieroglyphics.
Yeah, and but not us, modern people. We wrote words and letters and words. And of course, nowadays, at pushing 60 years old, I go on my internet and I see all the little symbols now instead of using words and phrases.
It's like things have come full circle.
Yeah, we're back to eyeballs and smiles and puppy dogs and suns and all the fun stuff.
GIFs and emoticons and emojis. In fact, I'm as guilty as anybody else. I created myself my own little emojis through an app that came to me on Facebook, and it just popped up, said, hey, would you like to do an emoji of yourself? So I said, sure, why not? So I created my emoji, and a lot of times, instead of actually commenting, hey, that's great, I'm proud of you, I'll go scroll all the way down and find the congratulations emoji and throw that up there, because not that I'm lazy, I just don't want to write some days.
Sure.
But I found some more words in other countries for the at sign.
Uh-huh.
In Brazil, it's known as arroba. In Italian, it's known as a cicciolia, which is snail. Finland also uses a mouse's tail. Somebody on a radio show called it an e-snail. In Hungary, the at symbol is called kukatz, K-U-K-A-T-Z, excuse me, K-U-K-A-T-S-Z, which means little worm. In Norwegian, it's called the kroelalfa. Croel alpha, meaning curled A. A curled A makes a lot of sense.
Croel alpha. Well, it is a curled A.
Yes. Did you know that that was once used to signify the word account in banking?
No.
Interesting. I am guilty of putting on my calendar like Zoom meeting at 10 o'clock, or I'll put meeting at Joe's restaurant.
Yeah,
I'll use that sign.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Oh, now this one's cute. In Czech, it's called zavanak, which means a rolled pickle herring.
Rolled
somebody
pickle
calls
herring.
It a short at. You mentioned arrobas. That's what the French call it. Very nice.
May we.
May we. And may we, probably, may we exit, I think. It's probably time. There's a lot of stuff here, but I'll have to go that another day.
Well, as always, we could go on forever. All of our listeners, we're really happy you chose to take a break with us today. And we look forward to hearing from you online. Visit beunique.org for details about all our shows.
That's BUNEKE.org. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Bye.